Kennedy promoted lockdowns, period. In March of 2020, he did a tweet which said this is the lockdowns will stop the spread of COVID and will also stop climate change. But because people have the name Kennedy, people want to go suck his cock off. And this is really fucked up. It's a mind-numbing brainwashing. And you have to, and I use these harsh words, so hopefully it'll penetrate your neural networks to make you realize that you're all cocksuckers to Kennedy. Vivek Ramaswamy, dirtbag. He made money during COVID off tracking systems. It's beyond Uniparty. It's Elon Trump, state capitalism. Government and big tech have become totally one.
Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai is a Renaissance man. He grew up in India and was part of the low caste system, the untouchables and the deplorables. At 14 years old, he invented email. He would then go on to obtain 4 degrees from MIT and become a Fulbright scholar. He started 7 successful businesses and has been featured on the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, NBC News, and USA Today. In 2017, he ran for the U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren. Above all else, he wants to shatter the swarm of elitist politicians who desperately try to control our lives. He believes America can be revived from a bottoms-up movement from everyday Americans. Fresh off his independent presidential campaign, he's here today to discuss everything from Zionism and election fraud to Trump and RFK Jr. The first question I want to get off to start with is, you've been very critical of Trump, which he rightly so deserves to get a lot of criticism, but you've also talked about how you originally supported him in 2016. I was kind of shocked that as late as 2019, I watched an interview with you and Jesse Lee Peterson, and you were still kind of tooting Trump's horn.
What Donald Trump has done, people underestimate the brilliance of this person and the heroism he did by taking on big media, by taking on the elites. Yeah. And no one has done that in American politics typically.
Yeah.
So I have huge respect for him. He's a disruptor. Huge support for what he has done and continues to do, particularly in challenging the establishment.
So what I wanted to ask you was, what was that moment that you realized Trump was more of a con artist, that the truth serum that he had been selling to people was turned into Kool-Aid, so that maybe people that are still in MAGA right now listening to this might go, okay, maybe I need to rethink some things.
Yeah, I mean, look, the general theory that I've always had is that the establishment is very clever at creating the not so obvious establishment. The establishment has two heads, the obvious establishment, which is easy to hate and expose. And over the years, they've gotten even more clever at creating characters like Trump. And he's basically a consummate con artist. And he was created by the Zionists who put him on a path. So the reason they selected him is that's what he does full time. He's a full time con artist and he's very good at it. So his rhetoric, was created and supported because, the establishment wing of the Democratic Party, which at one time, the Democrats or the left used to represent the working people in this country, trade unions and bottoms up unions and movements. But you could argue since the 40s, 50s, and culminating in the 70s, the Democrats were put on a path by the elites to talk about crazy shit, right? Like transgender, you know, I mean, this is like stuff that would chase away the working class, okay? And created this vacuum. And that was a role of Trump to fill that vacuum. And those of us who've been activists for many, many years, for me, since when I was a kid, since, you know, 1982, 3, we saw what Jesse Jackson did. He was one of the not so obvious establishment. To other people, they saw what Bernie Sanders did. You see, the establishment has the obvious wing and the not so obvious wing. They create this so people don't leave. They create these anti-establishment sounding characters. So Trump was part of that. Okay. Trump presented himself as a part of that. And he, on the debate stage of the Republicans, remember, it was like 17 people running. He was saying enough things to act like though he was building this movement. But the reality was the swarm, as I call them, if people go to shatterthesswarm.com, if you haven't seen that video, you should watch it, has become very, very sophisticated because they know people are breaking from the establishment. And they're watching this very carefully. They have enough data now. And so therefore, Trump was created to give people this hopium. All right. So now, if you look by 20, up until then, Trump was talking about going after Hillary, right? He was talking about primarily that was his campaign and going after the swamp. So people were giving him opportunity. But when the reality hit with the fact he didn't do anything against Hillary, and the time that it changed for me was I was going to send, because I was running for Senate here in Massachusetts, and we had exposed the fact, and I was running as a Republican, okay? And a couple of things happened. This is in early 2020. And even in late 2017, 18, I ran against Elizabeth Warren. And I was the one who offered Elizabeth Warren, you know, whatever, my $10 million building in Cambridge, if you take the DNA test. I did all that work. And we noticed that the Republican Party never came to support us. Okay, we ran as independents. And we legitimately got on the debate stage, and the local Republicans and Democrats colluded to keep me off the debate stage. And, you know, that was an inkling. Why isn't Trump doing anything? Because he had known about me. Okay. And then in 2020, when we ran, in September of 2020 is when I got enough votes to be the Republican senatorial primary candidate. And that's when we saw the total stealing of my election year. But prior to that, in January of 2020, there was a guy called Ali Alexander, who's a total scumbag. You may remember him. And I was doing the real work showing the real election fraud. The real, not the Mike Lindell wackadoodle shit. There is real election fraud with what occurs with machines, the reality of how they do curing of signature verification. I did all this fundamental scientific work exposing that, which went viral all over the internet, if you remember, in Michigan and Arizona, et cetera. And I noticed that Trump was hanging out with this guy, Ali Alexander, who's running Stop the Steal. And we were going to have a bus go down to January 6th. And then when I saw this guy's picture and Trump promoting Stop the Steal and his alliance with the guy, I said, something is really wrong. And that's when I said, something horrible. And I pulled the plug on the bus. And a lot of the Trumpers were like, why are you doing that? You know, you're being, I said, no, something doesn't smell right anymore at all. And then on a personal note, you know, I was the one who did all the election fraud research. And in November of 2020 is when Mark Meadows called me, you know, on November 5th or something, and said, oh, Dr. Shiva, can you help us? Okay. And I said, why don't you get me all the data? Ronan McDaniel's office called me. And at the end, the net of it is I realized that Trump was just using my analysis, because I did the most deepest scientific analysis on the election fraud, to make about $500 million off of it. And these guys weren't really committed to doing anything. And idiots like Mike Lindell, who used my material, would invite me, fly me on his private plane here and there. I was realizing that he was throwing out crazy shit. You see, to almost disinformation, to make the election fraud claims, which were legit, some of the very legitimate ones, become illegitimate. So I realized these guys were grifters making money off this stuff. They didn't really want to solve anything. I think a year later, when I met with Trump, it was like, what happened to all this money you raised? Nothing. You see what I'm saying? So the reality was that Trump was a consummate con man on all levels. And if you actually looked at the actions and you put away the hype, everything he did was to support the swarm. He gave Fauci a presidential commendation award 12 hours before he left office. He was put in, when you really look at it, by Netanyahu and Israel. In fact, one could argue from the election fraud data that I saw, Hillary's campaign was actually stolen from her by Mossad for Trump, because Trump agreed that he would do certain things for Israel. And obviously, Biden, all these elections are selections when you look at it. And the elections being selection starts at the point of who gets visibility, who gets to be on the debate stage. And then, based on that, they have the ability to decide who gets ballot access. And then finally, they can decide whether it's going to be Tweedledee or Tweedledum. Depending, it's sort of the final thing they do with the machines, you see? But all these elections are selections. they obviously didn't want Trump going from running an excellent pandemic, quote unquote, a pandemic for the elites, to then starting the war in Ukraine. That was what they needed Biden for. It would have been too much for the American public. You say the contradictions would have been too much. So that's when, you know, I had to do the dirty job of exposing Trump, just like I had to do the dirty job of exposing booby fucking Kennedy. Like, these guys are the not so obvious establishment. And this guy, Jay Bhattacharya, another total scumbag. You know, if you look back on 2020, March of 2020, I was the one who did the first analysis saying these lockdowns will destroy economies. They will suppress dissent. They will destroy medicine. It will reach a mandated medicine. And that was me as a systems biologist out of MIT. Jay Bhattacharya was promoting lockdowns. He wrote a seminal paper promoting lockdowns. And then I ran the Fire Fauci campaign and wrote to Trump a letter saying, do not lock down the country. Follow this protocol of vitamin D3 quercetin, which Zelenko stole and bottled. I gave it away for free. After they saw my stuff going viral, you know, most people know Stanford is a center of the CIA. They created this character, Bhattacharya, to suddenly do this declaration. You see, so they waited 6 months when all the damage had already been done. So what people need to understand is the following. They do not want, and everyone listen to this, independent, bottoms-up leaders like myself coming up and exposing the truth. It's too dangerous. So they will, in fact, hijack the truth. They will hijack the truth to control it in their bounded boxes. So I was in the center of all three major events. I mean, my actual sweat and blood. I was the one who exposed the election fraud. It's all written there. I was the one who went after Fauci. We did the hashtag Fire Fauci campaign, got 120,000 signatures. I delivered them to the White House personally. Marla Maples delivered my letter and said, don't shut down the economy. So Trump had everything in front of him. But he was backed by Big Pharma. He ran Operation Warp Speed for Big Pharma. The third part of it was I was the one in my historic lawsuit in Massachusetts where I won the preliminary injunction, exposed the fact there's a backdoor portal into all the social media companies. Tucker Carlson and Glenn Greenwald concealed this. They waited 2 years. This is classic CIA limited hangout. So a guy like me, who's not in their party infrastructure, cannot be exposing all this truth and get all the visibility. And this is very important for people to understand. They waited 2 years, even 6 months. Booby fucking Kennedy was also promoting lockdowns. Remember, March of 2020 was when people really needed to speak up, not in June of 2020 or October. The deal was done. So you have to understand that most of the MAGA crowd used to think of me as their hero, right? Trump would quote me in all the big events. But after I started exposing Trump, it's something like they lost their sense of rational thinking. When the facts are right in front of you, he's a Zionist scumbag. He's Israel first. Look at all of his appointees. They're all Israel first fanatics. And all of this is being done. Why is all of this being done? Very simply, those in power do not want working people to build a bottoms-up movement, independent movement, because that's when real change has occurred, not with the anointed leaders coming top down. And this is such a simple thing that I've just shared, such a simple concept, but most people can't grasp this concept. Like, they don't, like, the words I just said don't really penetrate deep into their deep into their to understand what I'm saying. They do not want you, independent working people, having leaders like myself who come from below, who actually have figured out how this works, educating people and building these bottoms-up movements. So they do a new type of censorship. It's called Censorship 10.0, which is led by another scumbag, Elon Musk. Elon Musk's censorship is worse than any form of censorship. You know, when I was thrown off Twitter for exposing all this, I was put back on, and people thought I would go back on and bow down to Elon Musk. Elon Musk preaches free speech is not equal to free reach, which is completely against the Constitution, which is what the ADL talks about. So they take true opposition forces like me, and they put me in digital cages. So that's what's going on. You have Trump is a con man. All the people surrounding him, every single one of them, I mean, I can go into details with every one of these guys. What's that?
Yeah, talk about a few of them. Like Kennedy, I think a lot of people think that there's some great alliance and he's going to be this great health savior that's going to come in and help Trump, you know, not do more lockdowns and stuff. I mean, go into a few of his cabinet members, because I don't think people do get...
Well, first of all, you have to look at, forget what they say. Kennedy promoted lockdowns, period. In March of 2020, he did a tweet which said, "This is the lockdowns will stop the spread of COVID and will also stop climate change." Okay? Now, that should just stop right there. Doesn't matter what the fuck he says. And he didn't promote, he didn't support our Fire Fauci campaign. We did that. We galvanized millions and millions of people. He was nowhere to be found. He comes from a family which has profited from the vaccine. His uncle, John Kennedy, is the one who created the 1962 Kennedy Vaccination Act. Period. That created all these instruments of power. His other uncle, 1986, after all the vaccine injuries were taking place, is the one who co-sponsored the bill in Congress to create the National Vaccine Injury Program, quote unquote, which is an anodyne term for actually indemnifying all the big pharma companies. This is why if you get vaccine injured, you can't sue the pharma companies. That was by Kennedy. And this fucking Kennedy, a good a person who worked in Kennedy's team, released all the videos where Kennedy's saying, "I believe in full vaccination of all Americans. I vaccinated all my kids." And then he goes on with his forked tongue to say he's going to get Big Pharma and the CDC to create safe vaccines. You see, he's being teed up to whitewash Big Pharma. Oh, Booby said, and his name is Booby fucking Kennedy. Okay. I know this guy personally when I was out in Hollywood. Okay. He's a heroin addict. He's never worked a day in his fucking life. He got into Harvard. He gloats about it, just writing his name. He sold cocaine when he was at Harvard. His senior thesis was written for him by someone else. Classic Kennedy. But because people have the name Kennedy, people want to go suck his cock off. And this is really fucked up. It's a mind-numbing brainwashing. And you have to, and I use these harsh words, so hopefully it'll penetrate your neural networks to make you realize that you're all cocksuckers to Kennedy and Zionism. Because Kennedy also said, quote unquote, "The Palestinian people are the most pampered people on the planet." So you add all this up, this is all his shtick. He doesn't have another life. The Kennedys are always elevated as though they care for society. In his own home, you had to be vaccinated before you could go to his wife's party. In his own home. While many couples fought against each other, got divorced, fighting on principles. So to think Booby fucking Kennedy has any principles, you're just being fooled. Okay? I had to expose Kennedy. And people are like, "Oh, why don't you and Booby work together? You guys would make a great team." No, because I have fucking principles. I know what he stands for. I ran the biggest demonstration in New Jersey and stopped the vaccine mandates in 2019. He came with a little SUV and said I was perturbing his backroom conversations with Democrats in New Jersey. You have to understand that the establishment loves Kennedy. Why? Because he's going to whitewash all of it. If you want to really go look at 2020, didn't say a peep against fucking Fauci, stole all of my material and wrote the book about Fauci. You have to ask yourself who said the right thing and acted at the right time. I did. He didn't. He promoted fucking lockdowns. So don't talk to me about Kennedy. Okay? And when I exposed him in 50 videos, he then did a blog post saying that I work for Bill Gates. I'm in bed with the Hillary Clinton and I sell vaccines. Complete. This is classic fucking Kennedy type defamation. I sued him in federal court. He kept running away. So fuck Kennedy. If you think Kennedy and you look at my work and his and all of you people who supported me, you're just fucking cocksuckers. That's all you are. And you don't have a fucking brain. So don't talk to me about Kennedy.
Do you think?
Let me go to number two.
Yeah, go for it.
There's nothing to talk about. Vivek Ramaswamy, dirtbag. He made money during COVID off tracking systems. He comes from Big Pharma. In fact, he's a total fucking sleazebag. He found a drug, supposedly was running a biotech company. The guy's never done any research. He came out of the Yale, Harvard, you know, little shindig, right? Everyone sucks each other off, okay? Vivek Ramaswamy started a company called Axovant, went and bought a drug for $5 million, which had failed 4 fucking drug trials in phase 2 trials. This is a total scam artist. Should be in fucking jail. Found this drug, which failed, bought it for $5 million from GlaxoSmithKline, had his mother, who's on the board, talk about conflict of interest, do a completer analysis, throwing away all the data from the previous clinical trials that where people didn't complete, rewrote a bogus paper saying the drug was a great drug, use that paper as a basis to go to Wall Street, take the company public where people made billions of dollars, including him. Then when they had to do the actual clinical trial, he knew it was going to fail 2 years later. He cashed out by then. The price of the stock went up by 99.9%. And then he changed the name in April of 2023 when he was running for president. Total fucking sleazebag. Birds of a feather flock together. Elon Trump? Elon Trump. That's what his name should be. Okay? Can someone tell me what he's invented? Exactly. In fact, he started his first company, X.com. The code was such a miserable failure. He got money from his father to rewrite it. Then Peter Thiel, who now runs Palantir, which collects data for every intelligence agency, bailed him out. They sold the company to Pierre Omidyar, who's the one who funded the creation of the backdoor portal into all social media companies. You see how all these guys flock together? So he didn't really create PayPal at all. Then Tesla wasn't created by him. 2 engineers already created it. He funded it and then forcibly had them rewrite the founding documents where he would be a founder. Fucking guy doesn't know jack about any of this stuff. Then he got 5.7. And by the way, the only reason Tesla's worth any money is because they got 1.5 billion in carbon credits, government subsidies. SpaceX got close to $7 to $8 billion in government subsidies. SpaceX is a venture between the military and NASA. It's a government agency. In fact, SpaceX just got $2 billion in a Pentagon grant to put surveillance satellites all around us. Twitter exists because of Section 230 immunity, which allows it to be a social media platform and get high valuations, different than a publishing company. And Twitter is essentially degenerated. The backdoor portal into government still has not been taken away. And guys like me are put back on, but shadow banned severely. So I don't know where you want me to start, but this guy is not about free speech. He too is a Zionist. By the way, all these guys are Zionists, every single one of them. So we live in a state because the Democratic Party is imploded by design. There is no opposition to Trump. It's beyond uniparty. It's Elon Trump, state capitalism. Government and big tech have become totally one. And you have no rights to sue anyone. Before, if the government owned infrastructure like the Postal Service and they opened your mail, you could sue them, First Amendment rights. But government has outsourced its infrastructure to private companies. So when Twitter throws you off, you actually have no rights because Twitter itself has First Amendment rights. So this is what's going on, okay?
How would you say a bottoms-up movement should respond to this, though? I mean, Trump is elected. He's going to take office January 20th. There's not a lot me as an individual or anybody can really do about it. How does a bottoms-up movement resist this for the next 4 years? Or is it just kind of a lost game and we're going to see America decline so rapidly there's nothing to do about it?
Well, no. The reality is the only way out of this is a bottoms-up movement. Independent bottoms-up movement. And that movement has been built. It's a movement for truth, freedom, health. People should go to truthfreedomhealth.com and it begins with you wanting to save yourself. What has happened is if you look at the global working class, the American working class in many ways is the tip of the spear of that. Why? Because they have all these rights still. other working people in other countries don't have the right to pass out a flyer. They don't have fundamental rights. So the American working class has been under attack to blunt their edge, to dumbify them so they think worldwide wrestling people are going to come save them, that a messiah is going to come save them. So they don't stand on their own two feet and build these movements, which did occur in the early 1900s in this country. And that's, if you have any rights today, if you have, you know, basic healthcare, basic infrastructure, plumbing, electricity, those came from the working class movements of the 1900s, period. And by the 1950s and the McCarthy era, all those movements were branded communist movements to suppress them. The Democrats took over those movements. And by the 1970s, you have the beginning of the Uniparty, the left and the right working together. Since then to this point, between 1900 and 1970, there were close to 250 million people in the United States participating in around 11,000 strikes. And you can verify this. Between 1970 till today, there's only been maybe 2 million people participating at best in around 900 strikes. There's no more mass movements. They've been completely controlled. And during the period of 1900 to 1970, as GDP grew, everyone's wages grew. But between 1970 till today, even though GDP has grown, wages have come down for the first two income quartiles. And if you add it all up, it's around $47 trillion. $47 trillion in wages have been stolen from the working people. So they had to implode the Democratic Party. We're talking about nonsense, like a guy going to a women's bathroom. Who's going to buy that? And then they created this fiction of Trump would make America great, lock her up, all this sloganeering, to now make a section of the working class think, great, Trump's going to take care of everything. And around Trump, they brought all these not so obvious establishment characters in direct opposition to our movement. Go look at 2020. Look what our movement did and compare it to what they did. It was all the election fraud work I did. That's a foundation of why people even know about it. It was my work that exposed a backdoor portal to Twitter. That's a foundation of all of this. And it's my work that exposed the fact that the lockdowns were horrible, fire Fauci, that went everywhere. So they couldn't have a guy like me who's independent owning getting that much visibility, Courtney. So they created these fictitious characters. It's quite extraordinary. So that's the reality that's taken place. The only way out of this is a bottoms-up movement, but that demands that you want to save yourself. So we have about 500,000 people globally. My running for president created an incredible infrastructure. We saw who came up from bottoms up, who were leaders. Our movement's entirely working people or retirees, people who actually work for a living, all volunteers. We got on the ballot in nearly every state except six, either as a write-in or listed. And we got close to 250,000 votes, write-in with only raising $100,000. We beat Jill Stein here in Massachusetts. The Libertarian Party, we destroyed them. They're no longer listed. How do we do that with $100,000? That's a fucking movement. The reality is they want to castrate the American people mentally to make them think that, it's so hard to do. No, it isn't. Number one, go to truth. So here's a formula. All of you listening, in the interest of time, go to shatterthesworm.com. Watch that video. In 15 minutes, I congeal about 50 years worth of knowledge where you'll actually understand how the few control the many. Shatterthesworm.com. Start there. Step two, I've put together a bunch of knowledge and courses absolutely free that walk you through all these different issues, healthcare, climate change, the education. And through little whiteboards, diagrams, you'll actually understand what the real problem is, what the real solution is. Then you have to decide, do you want to be a slave or do you want to get off the plantation? That's called the get off the plantation. If you do, then we're going to have to build a bottoms-up movement. And you need the science, you need the community, you need the technology. Then we tell people to go to truthfreedomhealth.com and become a warrior scholar. And you can learn all the theory, you can get on the ground. If you go to vashiba.com/orientation, come to our orientation, which we host every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and get on the ground. So we've prepared the deep theory of what you should do, the political theory, the analysis, but what you can do. But But the bottom line is there's no other way out of this deception, not just tweeting, not just doing video, not just grifting. You got to build a movement, and that's what we're doing. We've built that movement. So no one has any more excuse anymore to whine and say, I don't know what to do. No, I'll tell you exactly what to do. Go to Shatter the Swarm, go to the Get Off the Plantation, and become a warrior scholar. But the bottom line is, if you take away one thing from this conversation, the swarm does not want you, not just waking up. They don't want you getting out of bed. You can be woke up all day you want and tweeting. I know the truth. Every idiot now knows the truth. But when did they tell the truth? Did they tell it in March of 2020? No. They wait, and then they do limited hangouts. They go do some research on what a limited hangout is. It's a Mossad CIA technique to tell little pieces of the truth to make you think that, oh my God, Tucker Carlson told me the truth. He's such a hero. Tucker Carlson is CIA. And so the deception that's going on right now is unlike anything we've ever seen in US history. And this is why the good news is our movement exists. For example, tonight at 9 p.m., I'll be doing an analysis of what really is going on in Syria. And you will find out that the Zionists, the United States, Trump and Biden and Russia and Assad and the jihadists have all colluded, all of them together, to make sure a bottoms-up movement, which was emerging in Syria, was snuffed out. And they will even support Islamic jihadists over secular working people building movements. They fear the American people, the world's working people, independently organizing with leaders like myself who come from below and others. And that is what will fundamentally change the world. Anything else short of that is always going to lead to bullshit.
I'll remain hopeful. I don't know. I don't see a lot of... I just think America's...
Well, why do you want to be hopeful? Why do you want to remain hopeful? Why do you think hope is going
to
do anything?
I mean, I want to think that people will wake up, but...
Well, what the issue is, Courtney,
I just don't see it. I just don't see people...
Well, forget about everyone else. Mm-hmm. No, but forget about everyone else. You should talk about you and me and your neighbors and your friends. People think, I hope other... No, what about me? So what I recommend you do is come to our orientation, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You will see people from all over the world, hardworking people, engineers, workers, plumbers, electricians, who put time out of their busy schedule to help build this movement. And they're understanding this very important concept of the obvious and the not so obvious establishment. And that's what they don't want people to understand, because they create a Bernie Sanders and he talks enough shit so young people follow him for 3 years before he bows down to Hillary Clinton. And by the way, he voted 95% of the way Hillary Clinton did, right? And people then create Trump. I mean, you have to understand, Trump is the first person who gave lethal weapons to Ukraine. This is forgotten. He's the one who did the first bombing of Syria in the Middle East. And he's the one who got out of the INF treaty, creating the conditions so Russia now has nuclear weapons and the ability to deliver them far more than the United States could ever do. Okay? So people create these theories in their head because the swarm wants you to think there's a savior coming. And hope. There's no fucking hope. We have to build something. Everything that you have in your life, you know, this iPhone didn't just materialize. This was the work of millions of man hours of engineers, scientists, physicists, right? Product development people. Everything we have around us is created. So if we want our own liberation, it has to be created. Now, I have figured out the science and the engineering how to do that, but I'm not here to convince you. But I have created those tools. And my life journey has been about that. You know, I didn't get all those degrees at MIT to be a sellout. Okay? So you're looking at someone who's been at the highest levels of academia, you know, access to government and to Hollywood. And I walked away from that because I just couldn't do it. I'm not that animal. I never forgot where I came from, and neither should you. So the bottom line is, we should really talk about how we win, because all this shit over here, it's WWE theater. It is literally theater. It's counterintelligence. The counterintelligence, by the way, John Kennedy was the one who masterminded counterintelligence. He wasn't against the CIA. He was just against the CIA because they fucked up in the Bay of Pigs. This is all theory that the Kennedys are some great family. They're mafia. One wing of the mafia rubbed out another wing of the mafia. And they make us feel as though sad for Kennedy. You know, out of one of our leaders in Arizona, her father went to school with Kennedy. In fact, Kennedy, John Kennedy was his roommate. John Kennedy never went to work, never went to class, never studied, had every fucking STD, and somehow he would mysteriously get A grades. Okay? You have to understand the Kennedys are just made up characters. They're made up. So people really need to get their head out of their ass, but most importantly, start having respect for themselves. Now, our movement attracts those people. So to us, it's not about hope. We're actually building grounds up that movement that should have been done 60 years ago by your parents and my parents. But they were bamboozled into outsourcing their destiny to the swarm from above. And that's why we're in this condition right now. We have the total consolidation of power of the government and big tech state capitalism. That's called fascism. China tells you that they're state capitalist. In the US, we're taught to believe that everything's going to be okay. I mean, Kennedy's meeting with Trump with Big Pharma right now, and they're going to spin it. Oh, well, Bobby figured out, Booby fucking figured out this. No, they're going to shove on you. Everything's great now that Booby has figured it out, and they're going to put a coating on the pharma pill and shove it down your throat. Just remember, Kennedy made everyone get vaccinated before they came to into his home in Malibu, period. Okay? So, and you're looking at the guy I know many of you have great respect for, because in 2020, I'm the one who did all the fucking work. And you remember that. But if I start critiquing Trump and Kennedy and I still tell the truth, you have a problem with that? No, you need to go have your heads checked. You can't be fair weather friends. My problem is I will tell the truth at the right time when it matters, and I don't give a fuck about these people, because all of these people come from above. They've never worked from below. They do not know what it means to make a hard-earned living. You do. So I don't have respect for them because they're crooks. They're con artists.
I don't either. I agree with everything you're saying. I've watched your other interviews. I saw you and Mike Adams was the first time I'd even heard of you a few months ago. And I was like, how do I know this guy exists? He's talking trash about all these people I hate too. I wrote you in on my ballot. I didn't vote for Trump or Kamala.
The bottom line is, think about what we did with less than $100,000.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
It's beyond. What can happen when people come from below. They don't want people to know this. I mean, Trump and Kamala Harris together raised $8 billion fucking dollars. These campaigns are money laundering events. Kamala Harris raised 4.5. Trump raised 3.5. Where did all this money go? It circulated through their friends. Where did that money come from? Hardworking people who barely have $400 in their bank accounts giving these fucking scumbags money, buying his perfume, buying his sneakers. This stuff is crazy.
I think I just don't have any, I don't know, what do you want to call it, faith, trust in Americans, because I've seen them basically just drink the Kool-Aid on Trump. And they don't want to see anything other than what they want to see. And I believe what you're saying, and it does require a bottoms-up movement. And I know Americans are so lazy too.
I don't believe that's true, Courtney. I believe this is laziness that's created. The reason they do not want to give me visibility is because if I get in front of people, people are like, where the fuck did this guy come from? He's one of us. So they have to actively, one of our European counterparts said, you know, Dr. Shiva, they go out of their way not to whisper your name. I mean, we have across, you know, 2020, 21, 22, we got like a half a billion unique views. I travel randomly. People come running up to me in airports. Oh my God, I saw this video. So people know about us. They have to go out of their way to not even say my name. But they have a problem because people do know us and we're out there. So the invisibility is what reveals, and the stealing of our content, it is what reveals how dangerous our movement is to them and why they have to not whisper it. It cannot be whispered. So anyway, I hope this is valuable.
You're always entertaining.
I really want to let me just recommend to everyone, including yourself, Courtney, get involved. You're in Ohio. My goal is, you know, this is about hands-on. You know, I go out and hand out cards. Our cards are very simple. If you go to bashiva.com/cards, you'll see that the cards have, you know, the branding, Dr. Shiva, and it says, save yourself. And it links to Shatter the Swarm. You have a QR code. On the back of the card is two graphs, cost of living going up and lifespan coming down. And fucking Kennedy ain't going to solve this. The reason lifespan is coming down is stress. The number one reason people are dying early is not because of this eating this food or that food. It's not because of working out or not. Number one reason is communities are broken up and stress. And the number one source of stress is income inequality. You should know this in Ohio, what's going on. The income inequality in the United States is like this. During the pandemic, 600 billionaires increased their wealth by $2.3 trillion. Elon Musk went from about $20 billion in revenue in value to $200 billion in less than 17 months. During the fucking pandemic, so did Walmart, so did Jeff Bezos. While you were suffering, they were making money. And how did they make that money? Trump printed $8.2 trillion that was transferred to Wall Street. So wake yourself up. If Elon Musk is going to do the government, Department of Government Efficiency, let him take that $2.3 trillion and return it back to the American people.
Yeah, they won't do that.
And let Vivek Ramaswamy throw himself in jail and ask what happened. Go look at the stock tanking, what he did. So these people are all part of the club. They do not represent us, but the dangerous issue is there's no opposition except our movement. Our movement's the only one that's exposing Trump. Not that. So anyway, Courtney, I hope this is valuable. I know I hit you with a lot, but go to shatterthesworm.com. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, become a warrior scholar, but go to vashiva.com/orientation and RSVP to come to our orientations. We do every Thursdays. Not only will you have hope, which I don't hope ain't going to do anything, but you'll actually materially see people on the ground doing the work that needs to be done, that all of you need to get off your butt and do. It's not enough that you just know the truth. You got to get out of bed, put on your shoes, tie your shoelaces, and get to our movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, because we will educate you on the dynamics. We will educate you on this deep way that they manipulate. And without that, one day you'll follow Bernie Sanders. Another day you'll follow Ron Paul. The next day you'll follow Booby fucking Kennedy. The next day you'll follow Trump. And it's like a jumping from bed to bed to bed. Tulsi Gabbard, a massive warmonger. She's not anti-war. She was all into invading Iraq right after 9/11. She was all into destroying Gaza after October 7th. These people are absolutely Orwellian people, all of them.
You mentioned Ron Paul. Do you have like 2 minutes to explain how he's a part of the swarm? I don't think I've heard you talk about him before.
Well, Ron Paul has done it by, I mean, when he got fucked over, he didn't fight back. And then he recently was promoting Trump. And he was praising Elon Musk. You know, and he was praising Kennedy. You know?
They just all bend the knee eventually, yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to go to the parties and he wants to be able to be invited. And they all want to be in their clubs because they're all part of the swarm, ultimately. They'll say enough things, okay? But what do they actually do? You see what I'm saying?
Nothing. That's why we're all poor and miserable.
Well, go to truthfromhealth.com. We got to build a movement. And it ain't going to happen overnight, but you got to do it. It's like you have to build the foundations before you can build a building. Well, you know, it's going to take a lot to build a house. Well, you got to put the foundation down. And that's what our movement is. It is a foundation. And if you don't do the foundation, you're screwed. Come to the orientation, you know, go through, get off the plantation, but you have to be a good student. You have to be focused. You have to follow through. You have to be disciplined. You have to communicate clearly. And you have to, follow directions. Otherwise, nothing is going to happen. The elites are very well organized. They get the best minds and they bribe them to join their institutions of power. I chose not to do that. So it's time that everyone get their shit together and want to save yourself.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.